This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Supreme Court rejects president's student loan forgiveness plan.
I think the court misinterpreted the Constitution.
A Colorado web designer doesn't have to work with same-sex couples.
It's a slippery slope.
Holiday getaway.
Travel is back in a big way.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. In Washington, D.C., students protest the Supreme Court striking down President Biden's $400 billion plan to forgive student loan debt for millions of Americans. Mr. Biden says his administration is working on a new plan.
I believe the court's decision to strike down my student debt relief program was a mistake, was wrong. I'm not going to stop fighting to deliver borrowers what they need, particularly those at the bottom end of the economic scale.
CBS's Natalie Brand with more on another ruling involving a wedding website planner and same-sex couples.
The justices ruled 6-3 in favor of Lori Smith, who sued over a state law saying making wedding websites for same-sex marriages conflicts with her religious beliefs and Colorado's law violates her right to free speech.
There are some messages I can't create no matter who requests them.
Writing for the court, Justice Gorsuch cites First Amendment protection, saying Colorado seeks to force an individual to speak in ways that align with its views but defy her conscience about a matter of major significance.
Sarah Kate Ellis, president of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, says of the ruling,
"This is the beginnings of a license to discriminate against LGBTQ folks in America."
The State Department's review of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan has been released. It's critical of the Biden administration, which was in charge of the withdrawal, and the Trump administration policies that preceded it. When asked about the report, Mr. Biden tells reporters,
"No, all the evidence is coming back there. Remember what I said about Afghanistan? I said Al-Qaeda would not be there. I said it wouldn't be there. I said we'd get help from the Taliban. What's happening now? What's going on? Read your press. I was right."
AAA is projecting that travel this July 4th holiday will break records. Airlines are working to keep up with the travel rush, but are wrapping up a tough week. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in Phoenix.
You do have people that are just now getting home from their flights that were canceled days ago, and there will be folks that will be dealing with these disruptions for days to come. And there remain some real concerns about storms.
Apple is now the first publicly traded company to close a trading day with a $3 trillion market value. On Wall Street, there was a rally. The Dow jumped 285 points. The Nasdaq rose 197. Now this.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
French President Emmanuel Macron asks parents to keep children off the streets after a fourth day of riots across the country between young demonstrators and police, triggered by the police shooting death of a teenager in Strasbourg. An Apple store was looted and police fired tear gas. Police forces have been beefed up. Major film and TV studios face a midnight deadline to reach a labor deal with the SAG-AFTRA union, which represents 160,000 actors. Hollywood is already dealing with a strike by the Writers Guild of America. Oscar and Tony-winning actor Alan Arkin has died at age 89. He won an Oscar in 2007 for playing the foul-mouthed grandfather in Little Miss Sunshine, and he was on TV's The Kominsky Method with Michael Douglas.
So how's your love life? You're still seeing, what's her name, Triscuit?
Tristan, and no.
Oh, that's too bad. She was kind of cute.
Well, we know much.
You're listening
to
the CBS World News Roundup. Pride Month series, CBS's Matt Piper reports on the Human Rights Campaign declaring a state of emergency.
Plus organization cited, quote, an unprecedented and dangerous spike in anti-legislative assault sweeping state houses this year in issuing the warning. Sue Doster is co-chair of NYC Pride.
This year alone, we have over 500 anti-LGBTQ bills proposed across the nation.
Fighting against such bills sweeping the country is why Jalen Haynes of Virginia came to New York City to show support.
People like to think that Pride is kind of like a party, but it's not. It's also like a political event.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Fox News reaches a $12 million settlement with a former Tucker Carlson producer who testified in the Dominion defamation case. Abby Grossberg had claimed gender discrimination and accused the network's lawyers of pressuring her to make misleading statements in the Dominion case. Fox News says it's pleased it was able to resolve the matter without further litigation. Time of the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A way to stay cool for the fourth, duck into an air-conditioned theater to say so long to a favorite action hero. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Why are you chasing the thing that drove your father crazy?
Lots of people will head to the movies to see 80-year-old Harrison Ford in the fifth and final installment of the Indiana Jones series, Dial of Destiny. The reviews? USA Today says the 2.5-hour film is anticlimactic, but a solid adventure. More than four decades after the 1981 original, Raiders of the Lost Ark, the LA Times calls the AI spookily disorienting. The New York Post says the end credits were the best part. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Deadly incidents have popped up in New York City and now Australia, with authorities seeing an uptick in train surfing in which teens ride on top of a moving train car. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, June 30th, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House, Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.